The Dementor stepped from the box and started to sweep silently towards Harry, drawing a deep, rattling breath. A wave of piercing cold broke over him. "Expecto Patronum!" Harry yelled. "Expecto Patronum! Expecto—" But the classroom and the Dementor were dissolving. Harry was falling again through thick white fog, and his mother's voice was louder than ever, echoing inside his head. "Not Harry! Not Harry! Please, I'll do anything!"
"Stand aside! Stand aside, girl!"
"Harry!" Harry jerked back to life. He was lying flat on his back on the floor. The classroom lamps were alight again. He didn't have to ask what had happened. "Sorry," he muttered, sitting up and feeling cold sweat trickling down behind his glasses. "Are you all right?" said Lupin. "Yes." Harry pulled himself up on one of the desks and leaned against it. "Here." Lupin handed him a chocolate frog. "Eat this before we try again. I didn't expect you to do it first time. In fact, I would have been astounded if you had." "It's getting worse," Harry muttered, biting the frog's head off. "I could hear her louder that time. And him. Voldemort." Lupin looked paler than usual. "Harry, if you don't want to continue, I will more than understand,"